sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, sir, just for the record, could you please state your name, your agency number for us?
Yes. Fred Strickland, Jr., 081622.
Just let my mic fall off. Okay, sir, you appear before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, sir. I'm going to introduce you to the board members that will be conducting your hearing this morning. You have the Honorable David Neal, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who's our board chair. Sir, my name is Michael Johnson. I'm going to be acting as your panel lead today. Also with us representing the Department of Correction as well as the parole office is Mr. Westby, sir.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Sir, prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form that advised you of this board's hearing today. You recall receiving and signing that notification form?
Yes, sir.
On that form, sir, you advised of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney to represent you at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today?
I'll be representing myself today, sir.
Okay, thank you. Sir, at this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Westby in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do.
Okay, Mr. Strickland, your hearing is going to be conducted in two phases. In phase one, your hearing will be conducted. The board will determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, the board will determine whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out at phase one, sir. You have one allegation listed on your warrant. I'm going to read that allegation to you. When I read that allegation to you, I need you to state whether the allegation is true, false, or you can take the fifth. The reason that you're going to get the option to take the fifth is that these proceedings are tape recorded. And at any point, if the attorney from either side decides they want to subpoena a copy of these hearings, then they'll be able to do so. So you have the option of taking the fifth, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. So the allegation on the warrant states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 5, as demonstrated by your engagement in assaultive behavior on or about June 24, 2018 at 1918 East Jason Vista, Tucson, Arizona. So is that true or false, or would you like to take the fifth?
Yes, true, sir.
Okay, thank you, sir. Okay, so based on the admission of Mr. Strickland, I'm going to move to find that he was delinquent as he did violate the terms and conditions of the supervision, then he may have lapses, about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second. Agreed.
Motion by myself, second by Mr. Mill. Agreed. Dr. Wright. Mr. Strickland, we're going to go into phase two of your hearing, sir. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out phase two with first getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Westby. Then I'm going to go over some information with you, sir, and then we're going to get any additional information that you'd like to present to the board, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, Mr. Westby.
On May 16, 2018, Mr. Strickland was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested June 24, 2018 by Tucson PD on numerous misdemeanor charges of DV assault, DV disorderly conduct, and contributing to the delinquency of a minor, two counts. He was back to DOC custody on July 16, 2018, with a projected community supervision end date of December 26, 2019, 0 to 7 days. Current conviction, 2010, theft means of transportation, 4.5 years. 2010, aggravated assault, 10 years. His prior convictions in 1990, theft, two counts, each for 12 years. 1990, endangerment, two counts, each for 4.5 years. 1995, aggravated assault, 5 years. This is his third term, DOC. CUIR score is a 3.3. Mental health score 2, substance abuse score 3. STG gang information notes, he's a mild STG suspect. His prior terms of supervision in 2008, TIS release of absconder, 137 days, arrested on a new felony in burglary, provoked by the BOEC. His disciplinary violations are lengthy and significant, with threats, for citizen violence, weapons, and threatening staff noted. Other arrest, 1983, burglary, Arizona, juvenile probation. 1984, burglary, Arizona County Jail. 1985, burglary, Arizona County Jail. 1985, burglary, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. His community risk score is in G5B6. Item status of charges from Senior Officer Erickson, dated August 23rd, 2018. It says, for Tucson City Court, charges are still open and pending.
So, sir, I see that you were released and to reside with your sponsor, Gertrude Taylor, at 1918 East Jason Vista in Tucson. You continued to stay there until you were arrested on June 24th. Is that about right, sir?
Yes, sir.
Were you working during that period of time?
I couldn't understand the last sentence, sir.
Were you working during that period of time?
No, sir. I was going to Lafontaine.
Okay. It says he completed the intake at Lafontaine on June 6th. Sessions were pending and scheduled. Made to appointment was assigned to task color for substance abuse.
Also, sir, I was enrolled with One Stop. I was also enrolled with One Stop.
Yes, sir. What is One Stop?
It's the a job placement and like vocational getting you ready for jobs.
Is that I think that's, is that the Goodwill?
No, that's the One Stop.
Okay.
It's the it's a agency that through Arizona grants or something, they help you get into schooling or find a job in Portland.
Okay, so you were assigned a task color, but you didn't have to go down and do any UAs during the period of time that you were out, is that right?
Yes, sir. My color was not called.
Okay, so Mr. Strickland, it looks like you were doing good. It looks like you were put on Lafontaine. Lafontaine, and you were enrolled in a program. What happened? How did you wind up in this confrontation, sir?
The morning in question, when I was trying to separate my brother and my niece from arguments that were pursued, and I guess my niece didn't like that or whatever the case may be, and she was coming at me aggressively, so I tried to keep her from me and from my brother. But she went down the street and called the police and said that I was the one that hit her, when the police report shows that my brother was the one and he didn't even get arrested. And so when the officer asked me, did I do anything to her? I said, no, I didn't do anything to her, and I was just keeping them separated. But she, on the police report, she says that I didn't hit her, he did, but they arrested me. But then it says that on the police report, and the case was dismissed.
So where were your brother and her into it about?
Yes, sir.
What were they arguing about?
They were arguing about the cleaning of the home, everybody pitching in, you know, doing their part, and it was very very childish, and I tried to intervene by separating them, and that was a mistake.
Tucson City Court, was that the charges were still pending.
Is there any discrepancy in the story or anything that substantiates his side of the story that he didn't strike her?
Nothing. And just to inform the board, is when the parole officer receives a copy of the police report from the police officer, they take what's in the police report and they do a synopsis and put it in the allegation. So what they get got was taken from the police report. And this is showing down here that he entered the room. He told Dorothy to stand up, and Dorothy stood up. The defender punched her in the jaw, which caused her to fall back in the chair. Yes, his brother did begin, it says here, when she attempted to stand up to use the phone, the defender's brother began punching her on the top of the head. So she was struck by both brothers. But this is the information that the parole officer, Robert DeFoy, got from the police report from Tucson PD.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Strickland, if the board has any additional questions for you. Same no additional questions coming from the board. We're coming up on a conclusion of your hearing, Mr. Strickland. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the board before we go into discussion without repeating yourself?
I just wanted to say that from real estate, I have no problem programming, getting my life together, because that's is my purpose, to get back on track and be a productive citizen of society. And I haven't done it in the past, but I'm older now, and I think now is the time for me to get things together. And I know I need some counseling to do that, and I'm going to be looking forward to getting into counseling and getting my life together.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Strickland. Sir, the board's going to go into discussion. A lot of boards in discussion. I'm going to ask you to remain on the line, however, to remain silent while we're in discussion. During which time, we'll make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. Okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. The board's now into discussion. There is some contradiction between what Mr. Strickland has said occurred and what we have in the actual warrant, which is taken off the police report book. In any way, both of them, he and his brother, are alleged in the police report to have assaulted the victim while they were in the house. The victim then left, went down the street, and called the police. Mr. Strickland does have a history of aggravated assault, and it appears he wasn't doing good until this time period came where he was involved in a program. He was going for drug abuse and as well as anger management, and he was in live Frontera, and didn't really get to complete that program as this incident occurred. I think that because of the past history that he has and the information in warrant number 2018W2041, which indicates he was the one who actually struck the victim, I am going to move to revoke his community supervision and find that he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, and had lapsed, was about to lapse into criminal ways or company as he was arrested and involved in this assault involving his niece and his brother.
Second.
Motion by myself, second by Dr. Wright, agree, Mr. Mill. Okay, Mr. Strickland?
Yes, sir.
Sir, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision.
Okay.
You will be released on December 26th of 2019, sir. At that time, you won't be on any parole or community supervision. You still have some time left and incarcerated. Hopefully, sir, you can get involved in some programming involving anger management or while you're in there, or any AA or NA classes that you can take, sir. And hopefully when you're released December 26th of 2019, sir, that you'll be able to have yourself together, take in all your program, be able to get out, be a productive citizen, not be involved in any negative contact with law enforcement, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, sir, thank you. That's going to conclude your hearing at this time.